Well, it is a big day for our sister station in Saskatoon, is C95. It is the annual radio marathon for breast cancer research, and joining me now is one of the hosts of the C95 morning show, Shauna Foster. Shauna, how has the day gone today?
The day has been so good so far, Justin. Thank you, by the way, for joining us, and you are reading some exciting pledges.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yes, it has been such a tremendous day. We have met so many amazing women over the course of the last 6, 7, 8 hours, and I just can't believe their stories and how inspiring they are and how much hope that they bring everyone listening and just hope within our building. I mean, it's electric downstairs. It's a fun place to be today.
Now, this is the 23rd year, correct?
23.
It has been,
I can't believe that.
It has been quite the journey. Hasn't it?
We go back all those years to our former co-host, Lisa Rendell, and at age 35, she was diagnosed, which at that time was completely unheard of. Like, mm-hmm. the fact, we didn't believe it. You know, she's 35 years old. And the sad thing is that in these years, since Lisa's unfortunate passing, we're just hearing of even younger. You know, we met a young woman this morning, just turned 30, and had a double mastectomy, and we're hearing of women in their 20s. And education now that's starting in high school, which I can't imagine that. Like, me being in high school, we would never have learned about breast cancer awareness and also, you know, doing checks on your body and noticing if there's any differences in your body. But that's where we're at, and that's what we have to do because younger and younger women are getting diagnosed.
And the marathon was created, obviously, for Lisa Rendell. And, I mean, the changes that you have seen since that first marathon, just in the medications and the advancements in detecting it and fighting it have just come a long way, haven't they?
Oh, it's so impressive. And when we talk year after year with the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency, where all of the money goes every single year, the different treatments that they are developing, I think this year, as opposed to any other year, you can hear the excitement in these researchers' voices because they're developing these drugs that are game changers for women who, you know, we always talk about, one day we're going to hear about a cure and that would be amazing. But in the meantime, we hope for drugs that maybe will have less side effects. Maybe women won't lose their hair going through chemotherapy or feel so sick that they can't take care of their families. So even getting better treatments that are being developed here in Saskatoon at the U of S campus, I mean, it is really exciting stuff to learn about.
And that's the important thing I think people need to realize, that all the money that has been raised today and throughout the 23 years, is that all that money stays here in the province.
You bet it does, right? And like I said, all of these researchers are working around the clock. They used to come to the marathon and hang out with us, and they are so busy now that the researchers stay at the U of S and they just listen in, and we give them phone calls from time to time just to see what they're up to, and it is truly exciting. Exciting developments that are happening over there.
Now, in the early days of the marathon, you guys used to do all night. You guys used to go overnight, right?
So we used to go, when we first started the marathon, this is what we would do. We would go from like 6 a.m. on the Thursday, and we wouldn't wind up until 6 p.m. on the Friday. So it was 2 full days, including the overnights, and oh, trust me, like Friday by noon, I don't even know what was coming out of our mouths. So we kind of pivoted in the years since then, and we've decided just to make it from 6 to 6. I think, too, with that said, there's just been so many advancements in technology. You can text in. You can, you know, you send your donation in online. And those were not available back then when we first started. We used to have, you know, hundreds of phone banks, and now we have one phone bank because it's just more popular and easier, I think, for people to bring in their donation electronically. But it is still so much fun because we do still carry over some of those first year things that we do. People shaving their head, for instance. Mm-hmm. It's just really a cool thing to do, and donating that hair and raising money that way.
And I don't think energy drinks were a thing back then when you guys started.
Really.
I don't know how you guys did it.
I don't know what we did, but honestly, I'm sure that like we sounded quite intoxicated at some moments during those old marathon days. But those are such great memories, too. Yeah. And when Lisa was with us, our former co-host, she was with us for a number of those first years. And Man, we just carry her voice with us. Like, even today, we heard her voice in a number of the pieces that we're airing today, and it makes us teary-eyed, first of all, mm-hmm. but it makes us smile because she was the driving force behind this, and if she could see this legacy that she's created, mm-hmm. $5.3 million since she was diagnosed, like, that's just incredible.
It is amazing work you guys mm-hmm. do. So how can people donate?
Super easy. 374-GIVE. Is the number to call. And if you're sitting at work or you're on your phone and the easier way is online, you can just go to C95.com. You click the donate now and you're done in a couple minutes.
C95 host Ashauna Foster, thanks so much for taking some time out of your busy schedule. We appreciate
yes.
it. And
ring the
phone. We'll see that. Ring those phones. That's right.
Thanks, Justin.
You betcha. Ashauna Foster with the C95. And the Radio Marathon for Breast Cancer Research continues. And as you heard Ashauna say, you can donate at C95.com. Much more coming up on Saskatchewan Afternoon here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.